We say we continue today in Siman Kuf Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Humas Supakim Mispalel. If a person is not sure if he davened, Chuzu Mispalel, he should go back and daven again. And now, and he need not go ahead and insert anything new into his tefillah. Now, what's the meaning of this halacha? So the Mishnah Berurah comments over here. He says in Sifkot and Beis, Umasnav Vomer. So in this case, if a person is not sure if he davened, he should daven again and he should make a tenai, he should make a condition. And what should he say? If I did not daven, then this tefillah should be my obligatory prayer. And if I did daven already, then this tefillah should be a nedava, should be a gift prayer. This is actually quite interesting. So therefore, again, even though we normally say that when you have a doubt about rabbinic law, so we resolve that doubt leniently. In this case, again, the leniency would be that we would not daven again. But because there's a concept that halavai, a person should daven all day long, therefore, in a situation where a person is in doubt if they davened, the halacha is that one goes ahead and davens again, but with this condition. If I didn't daven, this should be my obligatory prayer. And if I did daven, then this should be a gift prayer. Avalim barilo, back to the Shulchan Aruch, avalim barilo, sheispalel. But if a person knows that he davened, eino chozer mispalel below chiddush. Person should not go back and daven again without some type of novelty. In other words, the chiddush means that I go ahead and I daven for something or I insert something that I don't normally insert. This unique insertion creates the situation of a tefillas nedava, a gift prayer, and that allows one to daven by the chiddush, chozer mispalel kol hapam sheyirtzeh. And again, when you insert something novel, the chiddush, that allows you to go back and daven as many times as you would like. Chutz mitfilas mosaf, shein mispalim osa ben adava. The exception, of course, to this rule is mosaf, which cannot be prayed, cannot be davened as an adava. That's because mosaf corresponds to a specific carbon of the carbon mosaf, and one cannot bring a mosaf as a tfilas nadav, as a carbon adava, as a gift offering. Meaning, the whole idea of a tfilas nadava, of a gift prayer, is modeled after the concept of a carbon nadava, a gift offering. And the same way that if one could go and bring a gift offering of their own volition, despite the fact that they're not obligated, one could go ahead and pray and daven a gift tefillah as well. U'b'Shabbos v'Yom Tov, and mispalel tefillas nedava klal. And on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we don't daven a nedava tefillah at all. And again, the logic behind that is because on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can't go ahead and offer up nedavos, off gift offerings as well. V'mispalel, v'mhischel espalel, dashlo espalel, v'nitzkar shekvar espalel. The person began to daven thinking that he did not yet daven, and then in the middle of his tefillah, he realized that he davened. He stops in the middle exactly where he is, and even if he has the ability to insert something new, we still make him stop right then and there. The logic behind that, says the Mishnah Berurah, is if you look in Sivkot and Zayin, Tetchilas Tfilasa Haya Mistama Bevada L'Shem Chova. Because since he began the Tfilah with the intention that it was obligatory, then he remembers that he already davened, therefore the Tfilah itself, by definition, is a flawed prayer, and therefore, again, one stops even mid-Tfilah. So Halacha L'Maaseh, what comes out from this important idea is, in the event that a person is misopak, so first of all, novelty number one is in the event that a person is unsure if he davened, even though it's a suffik dirabanan, we still have him daven again because halavai, a person should daven all day long and it doesn't need a chiddush. However, again, if a person davened already, but a person wants to daven again, he could daven a tefillas nedava. The same way that a person could bring a karban nedava, so a person could go ahead and recite a tefillas nedava as well. However, no tefillas nedava for musaf and no tefillas nedava on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Halacha beis. Chiddush zeh she'amarnu שיחדש דבר בכל ברכה, מאמצאוס מן הברכה. This chiddush, this novelty, this novel insertion by tefillas nedava requires that a person should insert something new in some of the middle brachos. Remember, what he's referring to over here is we don't make additional insertions in the first three brachos and the last three brachos. Therefore, in the middle brachos, if one has something novel to add, that's where they add it. And one need not insert something additional in all of the middle brachos. Rather, as long as one does it in one of the brachos, that is enough. So tefillas nedava means I insert something novel that I do not normally insert. Hago, some say the definition of the chiddush, definition of something novel, is if a new need arose that I did not have beforehand. that I did not require beforehand. Now, in reality, that's not how the Mishnah Berurah passes. The Mishnah Berurah explains that even if it doesn't have to be something new, but rather it's just something that I do not normally add in to my particular tefillah. Halacha Gimel, Ein Tzibor Mispalel Tefillas Nedava Klala. Tzibor does not daven a Tefillas Nedava at all. Meaning, because the idea over here is that Tefillas Nedava is never a communal offering, it's an individual offering. So just like the individual could bring the Karban Nedava, so too only the individual could daven a Tefillas Nedava. Halacha Dalid, Harotze Lispal Tefillas Nedava. If somebody wants to daven a Tefillas Nedava, Tzarech Shei Makir as Asmo Zoriz Vizohir, Va'amir Bidaito, Sheyuch. If somebody wants to daven a tefillas nedava, he has to recognize himself that he is attentive, that he is careful, and that he has to be sure that he has the ability to have proper kavana from the beginning till the end of the tefillah. But if a person does not know how to have proper kavanah, then karinon bei lamali rov zivchechem. Then we apply to him the pasuk which Baruch Hu says, "Why don't you eat all of your offerings?" V'halavai sheyuchal lechavin b'shalosh tefilos hakavuos liyom. Halavai, a person should have kavanah for the three established prayers. The idea that the Shulchan Aruch is saying over here is that halacha lemaisa tefilas nedave is nice and it's wonderful, as long as you have the ability to have proper kavanah. But if a person is not going to have proper kavanah from beginning to end of Tfilas Nedava, then what's the point? Meaning, the only point of Tfilas Nedava is if a person can have the right kind of kavanah. If a person can't have it, then don't daven it. And halavai, a person should have kavanah in the obligatory prayers. Simen Kufchas, Sif Aleph, Ta O Ne'anas V'lo Espal Shachris. If a person made a mistake, or a person was the victim of extenuating circumstances, and therefore he did not daven Shachris. And again, the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, this ta'a mistake is to exclude a case of intentionally missing tefillah. In other words, that as long as a person didn't intentionally miss tefillah, whether he was somewhat negligent, but not intentional, or extenuating circumstances, mispalel mincha shtayim, he has the ability to make up the missed prayer through davening mincha twice. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, he says, like for example, in Sif Beis Onanas, Kigon Shai Chola O Shikr. So let's say, for example, again, somebody was ill. That would be an example of Ones. Shikr, drunk, would also be an example of Ones. But yet, interestingly enough, a person got drunk because he allowed himself to drink to that degree. I might have thought that because a person put himself in that situation, therefore, Halacha L'maisa, he shouldn't be able to avail himself of the makeup prayer option. Kamash on the Mishnah Shulchan Aruch says that's not the case. As long as he did not intentionally miss the first tefillah, he has the ability to make it up. So the the way it works is you daven the first tefillah is the obligatory tefillah. So if I missed Shachris, the first tefillah would ultimately be mincha, and the second tefillah would be the makeup one for the missed Shacharis. Vim hipech lo yatsa yidei tefillah shi tashlumin. If you switch the order and you daven the tashlumin tefillah, the makeup prayer first and the obligatory prayer second, then one has not fulfilled his obligation. V'zarech lehachzor lispalo osa. So then again, the second tefillah, the obligatory prayer, will work, but the first tefillah, which was tashlumin, will not work, and you'll have to go back and daven tashlumin again. V'chein adin b'chol makom shezarech lispalo tefillah tashlumin. And this is true whenever you have to daven a makeup prayer. The idea is that the obligatory prayer comes first, the makeup prayer comes second, and if you switch the order, you daven the makeup prayer first, it does not work. Halacha beis, tavlo espala mincha, mispala arvishtayim. If a person made a mistake and didn't daven mincha, he davens ma'ariv twice. Harishona arvis vashniyol tashlumin. The first one is ma'ariv, and the second one will be tashlumin. Ta will be the makeup one. Tavlo espala arvis mispala shachris time. Similarly, if a person is ma'ariv, he davens shachris twice. Harishona shachris vashniyol tashlumin. The first one will be the tefillah of shachris. Second one will be the makeup prayer. Ula achar shiyomer shaomer yotzer ushmona esrei brachos yomer ashrei. The achar tach mispala shmona esrei letashlumi arvis. Now, what the Shulchan Aruch is adding in is an important halacha, namely that one shouldn't just go in from one Shmona Esrei to the next. Rather, one should go ahead and pause in between the tefillos. And the pause, we actually learned this in an earlier siman, the proper pause is to recite Ashrei. So let's say, for example, one missed Ma'ariv, so they would go ahead and daven Shachris, first tefillah for Shachris, then recite Ashrei, and then go ahead and afterwards recite the makeup tefillah for Ma'ariv. V'chein k'shem ispalal arvishtayim mishum shlo ispalal mincha yomer ashrei ben tefilah letefilah. So too, again, if one missed mincha and therefore is davening two shmona esreis by Ma'ariv, the first one will be the obligatory tefilah, then one recites ashrei, and then afterwards one recites the makeup tefilah afterwards. And the Mishnah Berurah comments over here, he says, yomer ashrei sif katan yud gimel the idea is that a person should enter into a tefillah tashlumin with words of Torah. Therefore, ashrei ultimately, again, is not simply a tefillah, but it's also words of Torah. Therefore, it puts one in the right mindset, ultimately, again, for tefillah. It's also on a logical level. It's also on a logical level. The idea is that if one davens Shmona Esrei back to back, it's probably going to be quite difficult to have proper kavanah, proper intent. Therefore, if one breaks it up a little bit with an ashrei, it allows one to enter into the tashlumin with the proper mindset. I will say we'll stop over here for today. Meretz Hashem will pick up with Sif Gimel tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.